Welcome to The Whole View. I'm Stacey Toth of Real Everything. I'm here each week to dive deeper into how we can find happiness and health inside and out through self-love, body positivity, and discovering new ways to be our best selves. This week, we have a bonus show, and I'm excited to introduce you to Murray Hittery, who is a multidisciplinary artist with global recognition as a musician, ever pushing the boundaries and guided by a strong desire to help people find their purpose. Murray is now focused on his musical experience, Mind Travel, touring it across the globe. And spoiler alert, you're going to get a little experience later on in the show. Mind Travel brings together Murray's passion, contemporary classical music, visual art, theoretical physics, and wisdom tradition like meditation. At its core, Mind Travel creates the space and permission to feel, connect, and explore. And I love a little bit from your website, Murray, you talk about how music can radically improve our clarity, our ability to reflect and relax, and that music can be a teacher. And one of the things that I'm really like to focus on in the show is coming from a science mindset. And so, listeners, I do just want to remind you that while sometimes things like meditation can feel a little woo, it is incredibly backed by science as beneficial for our health and wellness. The more we can relax, the better our health is overall. And so I will put a couple of links in the show notes for you specific to music as being a beneficial way to relax, shown in multitude of studies to reduce cortisol and help our heart rate and all of those kinds of things. If the intention is to relax, obviously, if you're going to the club and dancing, you're going to have a different kind of reaction to that music. But Murray, I'm excited that you're here today to talk a little bit about this and to also share your work and your experiences. Can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself? And maybe I always like to ask something personal, something fun that we wouldn't necessarily know about you.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's great to be here, Stacey. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I think like you said, there's such benefit to just taking a break, taking a moment to reflect, to take a breath. And really listening specifically to music is really one of the quickest ways to really settle the mind, settle the nervous system, and to just really reset for the next moment. We're all so busy. We're all running around. So the question is, what's going to be the most effective way to be at our best, to be at our clearest, our most focused, so we can show up for others in our lives, for our family, for our friends, for our colleagues, and for ourselves? And that's what I've been interested in for so many years. And music has really been my truest companion for my whole life, playing since I was 5 years old. I was very fortunate to find meditation when I was a kind of a late teenager, 17, 18. And those two worlds came together. So Eastern philosophy and meditation and mindfulness started to interact with my classical music training. And before I knew it, I would sit at the piano and suddenly these longer and longer sessions of just improvising at the piano became these musical meditations, if you will. And I found that it was an incredible way to reflect, to process emotion, and just to really be that companion for the ups and downs of life as we all move through it.
I love that. And I love that it came about from your own meditation practice, so to speak, right? Like this idea that meditation needs to look exactly one way for everyone is what kept me from meditating for so long. Like I was the biggest skeptic and I was like, you cannot take my racing mind and tell me to lay down and close my eyes and to settle my mind. Like all that did was made me more upset that I wasn't doing what they wanted me to do. Right. And I love the idea of finding ways where we can incorporate some of that relaxing meditative thought process that a lot of people probably experience when they take a shower, right? Because they're sitting with their own thoughts, they're music, their phone, their like whatever it is not blaring in their ear by music, like with words and things that are taking away thoughts. And in that moment, just like being with themselves. And it's why a lot of people have epiphanies in showers, or they remember something that they were trying to remember for a long time and all these things, because we're giving our brain that opportunity to reset a little bit. I know that you have a list of additional to music, some other things that you recommend or have experienced in terms of meditation. Could you talk a little bit about where other things people might find, right? Like if they're listening today and we do some of your meditative practices with music and they're like, this is not for me, what are some other alternatives that maybe they could explore?
Yeah, the traditional meditation techniques, sometimes people find they're like, oh, that's not for me, or I'm just not good at meditation. You'll hear people say that quite often. And I think often there's some, in some ways, a misunderstanding of what to expect during a meditation, right? A lot of times people might expect, oh, I shouldn't have any thoughts. I should have just a totally clear mind, right? And that may happen from time to time, but I don't know anyone whose mind is totally clear and thoughts aren't happening. We tend to think that we have control over our thoughts. And it's the furthest thing really from the truth. All we can do is set the conditions in which the mind can calm. And the mind doesn't work in a negative capacity, meaning you can't take away thoughts from the mind, right? If a clear example would be, I could tell you, don't think of a pink elephant. And now all of a sudden you have this thought of an image of a pink elephant in your mind. But what I can do, right, the mind is an additive machine in a sense. So I can introduce something else. So while you're thinking of that pink elephant, I can now introduce a different idea. Or in the case of what we do, I can introduce music, which can really hold your attention in the moment, right? And all we have to do is listen. And by listening, we can be present with whatever is happening in that moment, which in this case would be a note of the piano or whatever music is playing. And so the mind, you have to really work with the nature of the mind. And so that becomes very effective. Now, some people have a hard time just even sitting still. And so what I've found effective for me and so many others is a walking meditation. It's one of the healthiest things we can do for our physical body to walk. It's one of the healthiest things we can do for our mental and emotional state. There's so many benefits. The chemicals that get generated in the brain and the body during walking really reduce stress and increase so many benefits. So that's a way to actually, yes, meditate while in movement. And so simple, so easy to do anywhere you are. You don't need any equipment. We actually run a virtual meditation walking once a month where people from dozens and dozens of cities join. And all they have to do is throw on their headphones and their phone and log in, and we're all walking together. And I'm guiding it with music and a guided narrative. So there's very simple ways that we can really connect to that space of reflection and contemplation. And so I really encourage people to experiment with what works for them and what's easiest. That's the key, is what's easiest for them in the busy day. You mentioned the shower, and certainly we can all relate to that. But isn't it funny that it's that 5-10 minutes in the shower, it's that time in the car when you're commuting to work or doing errands, that you have some silence, right, for a moment, assuming the kids aren't in the back seat. But those are the times when we can actually connect. So yes, you can meditate in the car. You pull over, right, before you run into the supermarket, give yourself 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It's amazing what you can do in that cocooned space, right? Put on some music, a meditation, or just sit there in silence. So there's easy ways to do it if we can incorporate them into our lives in that way. And it doesn't have to be a 20-minute meditation. It could be as simple as just a few minutes.
I really resonate with the idea of like that extra 3 to 5 minutes when you're in the car. I am one of the many mothers who does the driveway time. So
yes.
I don't know if you've seen, this became a TikTok trend, but I've been doing it for years, where people were sharing that they basically hibernate in their car in the driveway before going back into the house to like reset. And I realized like that's really it's a reset process, but probably there is some meditation going on, right? Like there is some without even realizing that's what they're doing. I know for me, I'm closing my eyes, I'm regulating my breathing, I'm preparing for what is going to happen when I enter the house. Dogs are going to jump on me. Kids are going to tell me what somebody else did that they didn't like and the whole thing. And so in those moments of peace, that is an opportunity to incorporate something intentional like music, like some sort of aid to focus the mind into relaxation instead of focusing on the anticipation of what's coming next, but to really enjoy that time that we're setting aside as I'm not actively running an errand for someone or for the family, whatever it is. This is my time for myself and a much better use of my time than what oftentimes I get lost in, which is like the Instagram scroll of just, I don't even know what I'm doing on my, I'm just like scrolling. Yes, there's some dog videos that I'm going to love and yet whatever, but how great to be more intentional with some of that time and to say all it takes is 3 to 5 minutes or however long you have to help your health, your overall wellness with some intentional activity.
I can remember countless times sitting in the driveway, coming back home, and just 30, 40 minutes might go by and I'm just so content and peaceful. And the funny thing is, I don't even have a house full of noise waiting for me. I live alone. So
that's funny. Just a couple of days ago, I was like in the driveway and everybody knew that I was doing my driveway time because they had been in the car with me and they got out and they knew that I was doing driveway time. And yet 15 minutes later, my husband's like, are you still in the driveway? I'm still in the driveway. Leave me alone. Yeah.
I think I might record a driveway meditation. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. Well, whether listeners, you are in the driveway now or you're going to enjoy this wherever and whenever works for you, I want to, before we get into an actual meditation with Murray, invite you to check out his site, mindtravel.com, and Murray Hittery on Instagram. We'll put links for both of those in the show notes, but you might be like a puddle once we're done with this and not be in a place to go check things out. So I want to encourage you to find more of his work and you can join the monthly walk meditation. Sounds like something I might need to check out. I recently got back into water aerobics and remembered that one of the reasons it's my favorite things to do is because I cannot use my phone. I cannot talk to anybody. Like you are literally in a pool and there's ambient noise, but there's no distractions. And it's for me like a magical place to exist and to let my mind go. And so I just came home from that. And now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to do your meditation and I'm going to be glowing for the rest of the day because I'll have double ended my positive activities.
So it's funny you say that you like doing exercise in the pool. So I'm down here in Miami and here we set up each month a floating meditation in a superheated saltwater pool where we'll have dozens of us in the pool floating weightless. I have speakers under the water and I'm speaking and playing live as a meditation with everyone floating weightless. And it is your whole body dissolves and you become this pure awareness where everything falls away. And you're certainly not using your phone, that's for sure. It's quite magnificent. So for anyone who's visiting or lives near Miami, I welcome you to try that.
I love that. I would love that. I'm going to need to create something similar here because I'm a water baby for sure. Like I love taking long baths and all the stuff. So that sounds like it could really work for me.
In a way, we're all water babies because we are water, right? We sometimes forget that, but our planet is mostly water. We are mostly water. Every cell of our body is mostly water. And so we're constantly resonating as water. And water has so many attributes, right? There's the calm and stillness of water, but there's also the strength and power of water. And so I like to move through the world as the way of water, so to speak, right? Where at my fingertips, right, we have both the calm, the peace and stillness of water, but also the flow, the strength and power of water when needed. And to be able to move between the two fluidly, like water, as water. And that really creates a very dynamic way of engaging the world.
Absolutely. Fascinating perspective. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready? You're going to take, I'm going to hand over the reins to you.
Fantastic. Well, welcome everyone. And I'm going to begin the music now. So as I do, now's the time to get into as comfortable of a position as you can, depending on where you're listening. If you are driving, maybe best to pull over for a few minutes. And if this finds you in your driveway, even better. And if you're home, maybe dim the lights, close the door so that you're not distracted as you put your headphones on. Headphones are always best to listen so that it's a more direct experience. As we go ahead and begin the music now, I invite you to get comfortable. You're welcome to close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. And you can sit down or even lie down. It's totally fine. There's no right or wrong way to have this experience, just your way. As we settle into the moment, just putting the busy day behind you now, giving yourself this gift. Just a little time for yourself to just be with this moment, to just allow everything to settle down. As we come into a listening, it's really all we have to do is just listen for a moment. Listening to the music. Listening to your body. Just allowing the emotions to settle, thoughts to settle, the body to settle. A deep listening. As you find your breath, just allowing the breath to be natural and normal, however the breath wants to be. Just observing the breath coming in and out of the body. Nice and easy, nice and gentle. So easy. And maybe now let's deepen the breath a little bit together. So you can take a nice, deep, slow breath through the nose and a long exhale. Really lengthen the exhalation as you take another deep breath in through the nose. With a long, extended exhale, we'll do one more. Deep breath in through the nose. Long, extended exhale. And just allow the breath to return to a normal, natural flow. Just feeling your whole body easing, relaxing. Almost like your body's melting away with each breath. And I invite you now to imagine a lake, Imagine you're sitting by a lake. We can think of a lake like the mind in many ways. Imagine throwing a pebble into the lake. Right? You can imagine being a child throwing a pebble into the lake. You've probably done it many times. And what happens when we throw a pebble into the lake? You see the ripples going out in all directions. And we can think of this like the mind. And each pebble is like a thought that arises in the mind. And when a thought arises, it ripples out and fades away. One pebble after another, one thought after another. And we don't try to stop the ripples. We just allow them to propagate outwards, to ripple out and fade away back into the water. Just observing them. Just like you're watching the pebbles hit the water and ripple out now. Just imagine doing that with your own thoughts now. Whatever the thoughts are that arise, like pebbles in the water. And even if those thoughts are, did I pick up the milk from the supermarket? Just let it be and let it fade away. Whatever the thoughts are, let them arise and fade away. And you can always just listen to what's happening now to come right back to the moment. Listening to the music, to each note on the piano, to my voice, can bring you right back here and now. There's nothing wrong with all the thoughts coming up. Totally normal. And we never resist them, we just allow them. And as the energy of the mind eases, it wants to settle. The mind wants to relax, like water in the lake. It always calms. We just have to allow it. Just allow the mind to calm. So easy, so gentle. And whenever we find that there's a storm swirling around us, when things get so busy, when things start to really get turbulent, we can always remember that no matter what storm is on the surface, creating ripples and waves, tossing us from side to side, we can always just go beneath the surface of the water for just a moment. You see, the water beneath the surface is always calm, isn't it? No matter what's happening on the surface of the water, just beneath, the waters are so calm. And our mind is like that too. We can always choose a stillness amongst the storm. We just have to remember that we are that stillness. Life moves fast, and things swirl around us so fast. But if we can open up to all of it as stillness, we can handle all of it. We can be graceful through all of it, be present through all of it, and show up as love, support, in kindness in every moment. As we complete our journey, may we always remember this stillness. We just have to listen. If your eyes are closed, you can gently open them now, coming back to your surroundings. Welcome back. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for that. I feel like jello. And listeners, I hope that you were able to set aside some time and enjoy that. And if not, you can always come back to it. And you can always check out Murray's work, where you can hear more of his music, meditation activities at mindtravel.com. Thank you for tuning in today and for being willing to listen and learn, because as always, we know that no one is perfect, but in listening, learning, and unlearning, we can choose to become better versions of ourselves for ourselves. We'll be back again with our regularly scheduled show on Friday. Murray, thank you so much for leading us through that and joining us today.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Thank you.